few years ago, I sat on a park bench and visited with a man about a wall he helped build. This isn't any ordinary man, and this is far from just a wall. It's today's feature on the American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Jan Scruggs is more than a veteran of the Vietnam War. He is a man who made sure all who fought in Vietnam would be honored.
This was an idea I had actually in 1979, having been a Vietnam veteran myself, for a monument that would recognize the service of veterans as an honorable thing, and secondly, would have a special inscription of all the names of the fallen soldiers. And we started it in 79 and actually got built in 1982.
The Vietnam Veterans Memorial, or the Wall as many call it, is one of the most popular monuments in D.C. It wasn't always that way.
We had a very controversial time back in 1981 and 1982, and all kinds of people were disagreeing with the memorial design itself. But interestingly, once we got the memorial built, the controversy really faded away.
Criticism of the wall has long since passed, but the wall's impact on the public only grows. Jan sees the names inscribed here as more than a memorial.
In graduate school, I studied psychology, and there was, it's called the survivor conflict, and people can survive a war or anything, really, and many times they will blame their own survival on the death of another person and feel that their life is cheapened in some way. By having this memorial with the names, it helped people to confront these terrible incidents.
This is a place where people reflect. They cry. They remember. More items have now been left at the wall than there are names on it. Jan may not have realized the impact his fight to build a memorial would have. We continue with the story of that wall next time as we travel the countryside. In Washington, D.C., I'm Andrew McCray.